Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, really confused.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Spirit of the living God, we come before you, O God, giving you glory and giving you honor, because we acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our healer. Lord, we acknowledge you as our salvation. We acknowledge you as our comforter. Lord, we acknowledge you for being our all and all. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call you the great I am, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to have your way in this place. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Shekinah glory fall off in this place. Father God, do not allow us to be the same way that we walked in this place, God. Father God, remove heavy burdens, God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, oh God. Father God, we just need to feel your presence right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every demonic spirit that wants to hinder the presence of God on this morning. You shall be free. Your mind is free. You are free to walk in the freedom and the liberty that God has told you you can walk in. You have dominion in this world. You have authority in this world. Now take it up and walk. Lord, we thank you. We thank you on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the breakthrough in the spirit. We thank you for the praise that we shall offer up to you, God. Let it be a sweet sound unto your ear, oh God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Giving us the activity of our limbs, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. For there's a sweet spirit in this place. God, we thank you. And God, those who don't know you, oh God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them come running saying, what must I do to be saved, Lord?
Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. Lord, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, that had died for the remission of our sins. And Lord, we just want to give you glory on today. Well, Lord, we thank you for a fresh anointing right now, God. And we're just receiving it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're receiving the fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. For we come before you with a spirit of expectation. Realize that you're going to do exactly what you promised us in your word that you shall do. But we shall be careful to give you the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Keep that praise going this morning. Clap your hands like this. He gave us a reason to dance. And as you just said, we're free. So let's act like it this morning.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Grateful to all of you for being in the house of the Lord. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Thanks to Pastor Dayton and his lovely wife for setting the atmosphere. I see the prayer is making a difference. Amen. The singing is getting good and gooder. Amen. The preaching is getting good and gooder. The devil is in trouble. I love it. Will you please stand with me in reference to the Word of God? While you are getting ready to stand, permit me to mention, we have now come up with another milestone in our church. We have come up with an insurance program for all members of this church. And this is a major achievement. And basically what we did is to leverage the numbers of our membership, which is really, we have over 3,000 members, actually more than 4,000. And so we use that to negotiate the price down. This is not uncommon. Corporations do that. The city of Pinewood, city of Alexandria, the hospital, Cabrillion, regional hospital. They use the number of employees to negotiate the price down so you can get the best deal. That's exactly what we have done. So December 5, which is a Saturday, we're going to begin to sign up people. This is a new day. You will probably be the first church on this side of Jordan. I'm so proud of you. Amen. Thank God for Zion Hill with its own insurance. I got insurance with the state, but I'm going to get another one. Amen. So if I die, you don't have to pass the hat. Amen. So if you want life insurance, burial insurance, health insurance, or whatever, and you would not get the price anywhere else because we're using the numbers to bring down the price. So Saturday, December 5, right there in our movie theater, we're going to be signing people up. The time will be 9 a.m. through 1 p.m. and then from 2 to 5. So we're going to practice space, social distancing and all that. And we're going to use our mask. Hallelujah. I see you get your mask. That's very good. Let's walk and do the right thing and live healthy. Amen. All minds clear? The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. The scripture says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God." My Lord, let's pray. Father, we are grateful for your word. I'm amazed how simple and how clear you are, and yet we miss it. Holy Spirit, help our understanding. Use me to teach your word, to preach it correctly. Bless your people today, O God. Lord, we pray against any form of sicknesses, any form of disease, any form of infirmity in our midst. We send it back to sender, to the devil where it come from. We usher in refreshing anointing, good health and strength. And Lord, we thank you that we will live and not die. Thank you for your faithfulness in the life of this church. We give you the glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, I have been preaching on the subject of the Holy Spirit. I believe this is a very timely subject because the Holy Spirit is hardly mentioned in some churches. In fact, most churches, They only talk about God, and they talk about Jesus, and they talk about angels and prophets. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, there's very little being said. So I'm grateful for this church for giving me the permission to teach freely what thus says the Lord. We started this series. The first thing we talked about is who is the Holy Spirit. I wanted for you to know him. I want you to know that he's a person and he cares about you. Then the second week we talked about how to be baptized in the Spirit. We just don't want you to know him. We want you to experience Holy Ghost baptism. Amen. And today I'm going to be sharing with you how to be led by the Spirit. So you need to know who he is. You need to be baptized in him. And you need to be led by him. Please don't be surprised that I talked about the Holy Spirit leading you. Ever since the creation of the world, God always wanted to lead his people. Amen. Have you ever gone to the grocery store with your little child? You just don't want your child to be running all over the store. He may fall. She may be kidnapped, she may be missing, so you want to lead your child. So God is our parent. He wants to lead you, he wants to guide you so that you don't fall, so that you don't get kidnapped, so you don't get lost in this crazy world. God, from creation, always want to lead his people. How you know that, Pastor? You remember the story of how he led the Israelites out of Egypt. And the Bible said on their journey, he led them by a pillar of cloud by day. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, when it gets hot, there's a covering for them. Hallelujah. Let that sink in. And when it gets dark at night, he led them by a pillar of fire. The truth be told, even in your life, in my life, sometimes it gets dark. I've experienced it many times, to be honest with you, that things get dark for me. And if the Lord didn't shine in the light, I'll be walking in total darkness. Just don't know what I'm doing, don't know where I'm going, don't know what to do. So God always wants to lead his people. David recognized that in Psalms 23. He said, he leads me beside still water. See, he knew the importance of God leading. David also said in that psalm, he said he led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. David realized without God, you cannot even do right. So we need God to lead us in the path of righteousness. You cannot serve God without the leading of the Holy Spirit. And David pictured God as a shepherd because David himself was a shepherd boy. So he described God as the great shepherd. I shared with my church this morning that shepherds in Africa have three duties to do. I know you all ride limousines and drive all these fancy cars. You don't have too many shepherds in your neck of the woods. But where I came from, there are shepherds. And shepherds one of the duties of shepherds is that they meet the needs of the sheep. Another duty of the shepherd is they feed the sheep. Another duty of the shepherd is they lead the sheep. They just don't feed them with food, they lead them. The sheep doesn't know where to go. They have to be led. The shepherd take the leads. So God, as our shepherd, wants to lead us and guide us so you don't make wrong turns, so you don't marry the wrong person, so you don't take the wrong job, so you don't move to the wrong neighborhood. Sisters, how are you going to know who to date unless the Holy Spirit leads you? Just because Brother Baba show up with his triceps and biceps and Jerry Curl dripping all over the place, that don't mean he's going to be a good husband. So he takes the leading of the Holy Spirit. Many decisions I have to make as your pastor, I have no clue unless the Holy Spirit leads me. In the Old Testament, God promised them, I'll be with you, I will dwell among you. But you get to the New Testament, you see, God is saying, I will actually live in you. I will walk through you. I will lead you and guide you. So when you are saved, guess what the Holy Spirit does? He comes into your heart. He begins to tabernacle there. He lives there in your heart. You become what we call a new creature. But please don't forget that although the Holy Spirit lives in you, you are still a man or woman of flesh. What does that mean? That means you still have the propensity to do wrong. That means you still have tendency to do wrong. Many of you won't admit it, but the truth be told, although you're a Christian, every now and then your flesh still wants to do wrong. Every now and then your flesh wants to go to the wrong place. Amen. Amen. You'll be amazed. Every now and then you're on the computer and some of these crazy companies send you a picture. But then you look at it before you close it. And nobody shout. That flesh will flip out on you. That flesh still want to go to the casino. I even convinced myself one day, there's a place way up there in around Kinder. They told me that the food is good. So I convinced myself, I'm only going to go eat. I make sure I didn't go to the one in Maxfield because Pastor Dayton might see me. I mean, this flesh will go off on you. That flesh want to curse somebody sometimes. That flesh will touch what it's not supposed to touch. And nobody shouting now. That flesh will look at something. Amen. Maybe I'm the only sinner saved by grace. Oh, goodness gracious. That is why we need to be led by the Spirit. Because we are still living in this flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, if you walk by the Spirit, then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So it takes the leading of the Spirit to not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:25 also say, if we live by the Spirit, then we ought to be walking by the Spirit. Have you ever seen some people that they just talk about being a Christian, but they never leave it? Uh-huh. Ain't that something? They preach good, all right. You see them all dressed up, three-piece suit, a big cross on his neck, with a big Bible. Well, you just wait. Guess where you see him? In the city. Exactly where he's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Amen. I remember I had to have a come to Jesus meeting with some of my singing people many years ago. They sing good now. And then they had some drama going on the Facebook. I said, the devil is a liar. Uh-huh. They have left now. They know. I got the right one now. Amen. Thanks to Sister Gail, we work hard on that. Jesus. This flesh will flip out on you from the pulpit to the pews. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be led by the Spirit. So the text today says, as many as are led by the Spirit, those are the ones you can really call children of God. You know, a lot of people that say they're Christian, they're just running their mouth. Just because you preach, that don't mean you're a Christian. Just because you sing in the choir, that don't mean you're a Christian. Just because you are the chairman of the Willing to Do committee, or maybe you're president of the frog jumping contest in the church, that don't make you a Christian. The Bible says what makes you a child of God is when you are led by the Spirit. And you are still here.